So anyway, everything was created by these male and female energies. It's an interesting thought. Male and female energies created the heavens and the earth. So you have these two energies that originated from purpose. The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost energies, the foundation of everything. And so in the atoms, when scientists examine them, they find out that they are always seeking for balance. Does anyone know what an ion is? Who knows what an ion is? Yeah.
An ion is where an atom has one or more too many or one or more too few electrons.
Right, right. And because it has too many or too few electrons, the atom has too many or too few, it's out of balance. And the atoms that are out of balance, what do? They seek, if they are lacking an electron for balance, they'll seek another atom to share an electron with them. And this is what produces water. Hydrogen needs in the first electron shell, you need two electrons to bring it into balance. And a hydrogen only has one electron, so it's wherever it goes, it's looking for another electron to bring it to balance. It's not complete within itself. And if it finds another hydrogen atom, it shares they each share. So two hydrogen atoms has two electrons together, but they share those two electrons. They circle around both of them, so they feel more in balance. Now, when a hydrogen atom comes across an oxygen atom, that oxygen atom needs two more electrons to complete its shell. So it shares, and it needs two hydrogen atoms to complete it. So it finds the oxygen atom's roaming around, is looking for maybe something to share with it, and it comes across these two hydrogen atoms, and they each have one electron apiece, and that's just enough to bring the oxygen atom into balance. And then the oxygen atom shares electrons with it. I mean, the hydrogen atoms share their electrons, so they're all in perfectly good balance. So you have a substance produced that is much more in balance than hydrogen and oxygen, which produce rocket fuel, very explosive. They're no longer explosive. You light a match under water, it doesn't explode anymore because it's in balance. But you separate the hydrogen and oxygen and light it. Remember the Hindenburg? What was that filled with?
Hydrogen.
And why did it blow up? Somebody lit a match in the wrong place, evidently, and it just blew up. So they quit making balloons out of hydrogen anymore. So they switched to helium, which will not ignite. It's a lot more stable. Hydrogen atoms formed what they called hydrogen clouds, and these hydrogen clouds gathered, and they had a small amount of gravity that began to pull them together, and then the pressure became so strong at the center of these hydrogen clouds that all of a sudden nuclear explosions took place, produced by fusion. Four of these hydrogen atoms were compressed so tight that they were transformed into helium. And helium has atomic weight of 4, because these four hydrogen atoms all combined to make one atom. And in that combination, a certain amount of energy was released, and that produces the energy that powers our sun. At the center of our sun, we have all kinds of fusion taking place. And then what happens, some of these accumulations, where these stars are so giant, the pressure becomes so great that they will explode. And when they explode, the explosion is so powerful that it fuses the elements even more.
The elements themselves actually evolve. We went from hydrogen with one atomic shell to uranium with 7 atomic shells, and altogether we have 92 natural elements that have evolved, and then we have more artificial elements that scientists have created in the laboratory.
But what's interesting about the evolution of the atoms is that, how many chakras do we have in our body?
Seven.
In the atom, we have the first electron shell in the hydrogen atom, and then as the atoms fuse and we get heavier atoms, they add electron shells until, can you guess how many?
Six.
Seven.
What the final number is? Boy, this doesn't write very good. The final number is 7. And what does that 7 correspond to? It corresponds to our chakras. So we have 7 chakras in our body, and we go through a similar process, which is very interesting. In other words, our lower chakra, when we begin our evolution, our lower chakras begin to ignite and activate, and they have petals that like unfold. Now they have electron shells, the atoms do. Now, the interesting thing about the correspondence is never exact, because when there's a creation on a higher level, God says, I do all things new. And so when God creates on a higher level, everything is new, but it still corresponds to what is below. So we have the 7 electron shells, and as the atoms evolve, the outer shells are activated. And as we evolve, our chakras are activated. So begin with, it begins at the base of the spine, and it's like a lighting a candle there. And then the candle lights the next one up, which is the solar plexus center, or the chakra center. And then the solar plexus center right around this area, except it's up on the back of the spine is where the actual center is. And then the next center up is the heart center, which has 12 petals. And then the throat center, governing the creative aspect. And then the center between the eyebrows, and then the top of the head. And the average person, his consciousness is focused in the solar plexus. And this is why he's so influenced by his desire, and he's influenced by sound bites. And if you try to reason with a guy, he's much more influenced by emotional things and things he desires and things that pleases his feelings than logic and reason. When you get in logic and reason, then your heart and your throat centers begin to open up, and then you're more susceptible to understanding by logic and reason and higher feelings. And you have the higher feelings and lower feelings. And your chakras themselves are charged, polarized with male and female energy. Now, so you have all these atoms combining and producing everything that we see about us. Now, they produced all the elements, and the elements gathered together produced planets, star systems, and even the star systems and the planets are polarized, male and female. Now, what's interesting about the male and female energy, even though we get maybe down to the simplest wavelength, it's very simple there, but as life has evolved, and right now it's evolved to where the attention of God and the universe is focused on this physical universe. In the beginning, it was focused on the subatomic particles and then the atoms. And what's interesting about that is the electron circle around the atom near the speed of light. Now, if you want to know the time difference, just visualize the Earth circling around the sun and the electron circling around an atom. electron circles around the atom billions of times a second. The Earth circles around the Sun, it takes it a whole year. Now, to understand the difference in the time, you'd have to slow down the atom so the electron would take a year to circle around. And that was what the time was like back then. Now, what's interesting, when the scientists examine the Big Bang, they say a tremendous amount happened in the first trillionth of a second. And they can't really understand how that was, but how it happened was that time was slowed way, way down. So the circling of an electron around an atom would correspond something to like a year in the time that the consciousness of God was in. So what may seem like just a few seconds for us was maybe trillions of years in the consciousness of God that was spent in perfecting the subatomic world. So as far as time and the consciousness of God goes, because time is kind of illusion, time is really a registration of consciousness. So if the consciousness was in the subatomic world, time would have been totally different then, because of the registration of the movement of consciousness, of movement of one thing from one place to another, was totally different there. Now the consciousness of God has moved to the human kingdom. Now the human kingdom is not only people on this earth, but on all the planets. And on all the planets, people look tremendously different. I mean, there's a lot of other planets with humanoids like us, and then there's a lot that look a lot different than us. But they're all basically got two arms and two legs and a head and nose and mouth. So they're all built with approximately the same principles. And these human-like intelligences throughout the universe are the soul of the universe. They are the creative force that is now working in the universe and will eventually mold it and form it and give it a life that we don't see there yet. But eventually we will see it. The universe is actually quite young. We're just getting started in this universe. Now, as creation takes place, you have all these wavelengths interplaying with each other. And as they interplay with each other, they get more and more complicated until we get to us as human beings. And all of the creations are polarized, male or female, positive and negative. Everything is polarized one way or another. You go down to the atoms, the electrons are polarized, negative, and the protons are polarized, positive, and so on. You go to the planets, one planet will be polarized a little bit more positive or negative than the other. In relation to the sun, we are polarized one way and the sun another way.